Our Space, Our Place is a nonprofit that provides an after-school and career exploration program for kids 10 and older who are blind or low vision, sort of based on the expanded core curriculum. We do a variety of different activities. We've been around since 2005. For the after-school program, we primarily have kids who are from the Boston Public School System who participate. Because, you know, as part of our career exploration program, we were thinking about what can we do to further sort of assist kids to think about possible future options. And at the time, there was a lot of discussion about a software package that actually, I think it was developed here at MIT called Scratch that was being used to teach non-disabled kids about coding. And so we started asking about how accessible that was, and was it something that kids who were blind or low vision could really use. And at least when we started about 4 years ago, it wasn't that accessible. I should say there is somebody, I think there's a graduate student at MIT who is currently working on trying to figure out how to make it more accessible. I think I've seen information about a Microsoft team in England working on the same type of issue. We wanted to introduce kids to coding because we figure we live in a technological world, and unless there's some sort of catastrophic disaster, we will probably continue to live in a technological world. We wanted to find like a fun thing that kids could learn about, like how do our computers work? How do websites work? What's all that about? After much reading and talking and whatever, we came up with a basic sort of introduction to HTML class. So the program meets for a week. We have a wonderful instructor who is herself blind and has taught assistive technology for, 20, 25 years, and is very, very dynamic and really exciting. And so we have an instructor who comes and works with the kids. We then also have volunteers. We've had volunteers from Microsoft, Google, another company called EverQuote, and we also invite people working in the technology to talk about what they do and how they do it. The camp runs for a week. This was our third year, and I have to say thank you to Vibug because you guys were very generous. Your officers agreed to loan us your computer because this year our students, actually every year, our students show up and they don't have laptops. In previous years, we've had a partnership with Microsoft where they've actually loaned us some laptops, but they weren't able to do it this year, so we were sort of running around trying to figure out where are we going to get laptops. And Vibug generously agreed to loan us their laptop. The camp is a week-long camp. It goes from 9 in the morning till about 2 or 2:30. We spend the time learning how to code. By the end of the week, each student develops a basic website. I hope they also leave with some knowledge about different types of jobs and opportunities within the technology field. This year we had 7 kids participate. We had one student whose family actually came from Denver, Colorado, and stayed in Boston so that he could attend the camp. We had another student who lives in Russell, Massachusetts, which is very west. So he participated via Skype. And then the other students were primarily from the Boston area. Our youngest student this year was 11 years old, and our oldest student was 24. Oh, and this is also the first year we had a deafblind student who participated. So we had a ASL interpreter who worked with the student for that entire week. So it was definitely sort of a learning experience for all of us, and it's a lot of fun. I don't think of myself as like a computer person, But I've got to say, by the end of this year, even I understand HTML. The students, their feedback was that they really enjoyed the camp. The kid who came from Denver, he was very excited. He does see himself as the computer person. He was so excited because he's like, oh, now I can help my mom with her web page and stuff like that. And we encourage kids to come who don't necessarily see themselves as computer people. Just if you're a little curious and you want to know, like, what is HTML? Or how does my website, how does that work? And I've got to tell you, the kids are, like, really amazing, because you would think, like, who wants to spend a week in July inside coding? I'm always so impressed, because everybody arrives on time, and they come in. You know, we have breakfast, we chat for a little bit. Since it's a camp, we make them do camp games. There's a lot of eye rolling at that point, but that's all right. And then we sit down, we code from time we start till lunch, take a lunch break. We usually have a speaker during lunch, and then we code for the last 2 hours. We've never had anybody, like, walk away, and we've never had anybody say, oh my gosh, this is too much. It's always so impressive to see the kids. You know, they start off very mystified, and you know, by the third or fourth day, everybody wants to share their work and what they're doing and how they're doing. It's a great experience. That's it.
So when you teach this, you know, HTML, do you use a tool or do you do it from scratch?
We use Notepad. So it's true.
Okay, great.
It's truly basic. We're like completely old school.
Yeah, I think that's the best.
And I think for the kids, it helps. It's interesting. We've worked with sighted and blind instructors, and of course, I think the blind instructors get it. And for the sighted instructors, they like quickly want to jump into the, oh, but you can go to the web and you can pull this code and blah blah blah. And we're like, but really, could you hold off on that? Because we really want the kids to understand, like, the structure of HTML. Because I think if you get that, then it's easier to go look up code, because you know what you're doing. Whereas if you're just grabbing code and pasting it in, I don't think you necessarily understand what you're doing.
I'll just mention something related to that that I've gotten involved in. There's a program through Apple called Everyone Can Code, and it's directed at students. You can't do it on an iPhone, you have to do it on an iPad. And I've attempted to get started, and it was no success at all. But unless it falls through, it looks like I'm going to be going to Apple headquarters out in Cupertino in October for a day of training on this. I and another person from Perkins, who has a background in programming, are going to go. And if by any chance I'm successful at it, I will pledge to be one of the lunchtime speakers if you want me next year at the coding camp.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much, Cheryl.